The views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, you can give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Well, I want to talk about the difference between rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis. Osteoarthritis is a simple nutritional deficiency disease. It's a disease of multiple nutrients ranging from minerals to vitamins, amino acids, and certainly it can be prevented, easily prevented, and easily reversed simply by supplementing properly with these nutrients that are missing. It's a simple nutritional deficiency disease. If your doctor says they don't know what the cause is, change your doctor, because we've known what the cause is for more than 100 years. We've known how to prevent and cure osteoarthritis, osteoporosis in animals for over 300 years in Europe and 1,000 years in China. So there's a lot known about this, and nobody should suffer from osteoarthritis or osteoporosis. Rheumatoid arthritis is actually an infection with a bug, an infectious bug called mycoplasma. It has features of a virus, and it grows inside your cells and uses your DNA and RNA to replicate. It has features of a bacteria in that it is killable with an antibiotic. And there are two totally different diseases. Now, there is a very interesting little caveat here in that 75% of people with rheumatoid arthritis also concurrently have osteoarthritis. And so it's kind of an interesting mix. Rheumatoid arthritis, 75% of these RA patients have osteoarthritis. And so you have to approach rheumatoid arthritis as both osteoarthritis and an infectious disease. Now, the approach for dealing with osteoarthritis and osteoporosis is to supplement with all the known essential nutrients with a heavy tilt towards supplying those nutrients, including calcium and magnesium and manganese and sulfur and strontium and boron, silica and many others, neodymium, praseodymium, ytterbium, yttrium, and so on. These nutrients are just absolutely essential for bone health and joint health, cartilage, ligament, tendon, connective tissue, and disc between the vertebrae health. Also, there's vitamins involved. Vitamin D3 is missing or not enough. You can be deficient in vitamin A and beta-carotene. You can be deficient in vitamin C, especially these nutrients, although all other nutrients are somehow involved one way or another. And then rheumatoid arthritis, again, 75% of people with rheumatoid arthritis, a positive RA test, a blood test, have osteoarthritis, and, of course, 100% have the infection with rheumatoid. That's why rheumatoid arthritis, you go to bed at night, you're fine. You may have a chronic respiratory thing like chronic bronchitis. You may have had pleurisy, some kind of chronic upper respiratory infection, and you wake up one morning and your joints are all swollen and hot and painful. You have rheumatoid arthritis, because once the bug escapes the chest and the respiratory system gets into the bloodstream, it circulates around, and it loves to set up housekeeping in joints and destroys joint capsules, tendon sheaths, cartilage, ligaments, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. And so, again, you have to approach rheumatoid arthritis as you would osteoarthritis with the add-on of the antibiotic. The one that works the best are members of the family of tetracyclines. The more modern one is minocycline, pronounced like the little bait fish, the minnow, minocycline. It is a member of the family of tetracyclines, but it has fewer side effects than the original tetracycline, and it is the preferred drug of choice. Enormous amount of research has been done on this. This has been known, gosh, for at least 60 years. We've eliminated rheumatoid arthritis in rats and mice and guinea pigs and dogs and rabbits and pigs and all other animals. Very simple disease to get rid of. And it always seemed odd to me that this was being done in animals. Nobody was doing it for people. So in 1978, the first two diseases that I began to deal with as a physician for my human patients were osteoarthritis / osteoporosis and rheumatoid arthritis, because we had effectively eliminated those diseases in animals. The osteoarthritis, again, with a little nutritional formula, osteoporosis with a nutritional formula, and rheumatoid arthritis with a nutritional formula to help prevent and repair the damage, and the antibiotics to kill the bug. The antibiotics will kill the bug but won't repair the damage. The nutritional formula will support and promote healthy maintenance repair of the mechanical damage that the bug wreaks, but it won't kill the bug. So you need both to be effective. I've even seen one person where they just took the nutritional program. They did very well for about 12 years, and then they got reinfected. Of course, this can happen just like people with strep throat. You can actually cure, in the term kill out, and can't find any rheumatoid arthritis organisms, the mycoplasma, totally gone. And then a year later, 5 years later, 10 years later, 15 years later, you get sick, you get run down, you get another episode with this mycoplasma bug, and you can get reinfected, just like people have a continuous problem with strep throat. So all things are possible. At any rate, the nutritional program that you would use for both osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis is basically the 90 essential nutrients. I like to use the Pig Pack Plus, and depending on the body weight, you use the Tangy Tangerine, the Majestic Earth Plant-Derived Colloidal Minerals, the OsteoFX. I would also get a large 240-count bottle of Glucogel so that you can take five of those twice a day, and then get an extra bottle of OsteoFX so you can really ramp up on the liquid calcium, again, to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. Stay away from phosphate-containing soft drinks, which are all of them. And guess what? You're going to see a great picture. You want to use the antibiotics, the minocycline, the low dose that teenagers use for acne every day for a year. Stop the drug at that time, and you will be mycoplasma-free. Well, stick with us. We'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Longevity Way on Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
And if you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, give us a call on the Priority Line at 831-685-1080.
Greetings, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. What do you think of when you hear the words tangy tangerine? Well, I think of like a sweet, tangy tasting something. Well, what I'm referring to is the Ultimate Tangy Tangerine. It's a fantastic product. It has everything you need, and a great benefit is it's very, very delicious. It's very easy to drink. I've suggested it even to youngsters. Even children like it. Even little guys. Even little girls. They come right into my office. Their parents can't get them to take those chewables, and besides that, they're not as good as Tangy Tangerine. And I give them a little taste of that, and you know something? They're pleased as punch. So, if it's good for a child and it tastes delicious, why not you? There's no excuse not to take a vitamin when it tastes as good as that does. So how about it? Tangy Tangerine should be the answer to all of your nutritional program problems.
For more information, or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And if you need to lose 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, get a hold of that book, Hell's Kitchen. The subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, Cure of Obesity. It also discusses type 2 diabetes and the metabolic syndrome. When you buy the book, Hell's Kitchen, from your Youngevity associate, ask for your free copy of the CD by the same title, Hell's Kitchen. Okay, Doug, what pearls of wisdom do you have for us today?
Well, I thought we'd continue talking on the rheumatoid arthritis topic, as I've got a story from MSNBC that the headline is Rheumatoid Arthritis Boosts Heart Disease Risk. And they say that people with rheumatoid arthritis have a greater risk of developing heart disease, but they say you can spot the risk in advance. And so they're, of course, suggesting screening checks, looking at high blood pressure and high cholesterol, your age, your family history of cardiovascular illness. Now, this most recent study was done by a Dr. Halal Meredit Kremers from the Mayo Clinic. She is a research associate there, and she is quoted as saying that bottom line is RA patients are at increased risk of heart disease. And they say that this increased risk, they need to put more prevention risk, more effort into some prevention if you've already been diagnosed with RA. And of course, this was presented at a recent meeting of the American College of Rheumatology. And the study also follows some earlier Mayo Clinic findings from 05 that suggested that heart disease among RA patients was due to systematic inflammation. They say that in turn prompts arterial plaque to form blood clots. And this newest finding says that RA patients are more than twice as likely to develop heart failure over a 15-year time period than people who don't have the disease. And that's according to the Arthritis Foundation. They say that rheumatoid arthritis is a chronic disabling disease with no known cause or cure that affects over 2 million Americans.
Liar, liar, pants on fire is what I would say.
I knew you would have a disagreement with that statement.
Yeah, we've known, again, for 30, 40 years that rheumatoid arthritis is caused by an infection with mycoplasma. And what did you say they thought was the cause of, quote, the inflammation, unquote?
Yeah, well, because, you know, as you mentioned during your monologue, that when you have RA, that you can get, you know, wake up with your joints all inflamed and painful. And they say that this inflammation can prompt arterial plaque to form blood clots.
Well, guess what? Guess what I think is the increased risk of heart disease when you have rheumatoid arthritis? Is the drugs they're using to actually treat the rheumatoid arthritis.
Well, not those nice things like methotrexate. That's just completely inert, isn't it?
Oh, no. Well, methotrexate, when you take methotrexate, if you're not giving large doses of folic acid, you're in trouble because the folic acid disappears and is neutralized and is beat up and killed by methotrexate. And I guarantee you, when that happens, the crazy things occur because folic acid not only is a great B vitamin necessary for energy production in your body, but also it's required for healthy red blood cells. It's also required for your immune system. It's also a great antioxidant. It helps protect you from free radical damage. And so methotrexate, which is one of the treatments of choice for rheumatoid arthritis, I guarantee you that the increased risk of heart disease in rheumatoid patients is the use of methotrexate, not just the disease itself.
Yeah, you're going to find some more disparaging things in this study when they actually outlined how the
Why
study
am I
worked.
Not surprised?
Yeah. They looked at 1,100 people, mostly all women, three-quarters of which, average age 57, and evaluated their indicators for heart disease on what they call standard indicators. Now, these indicators for these people are coming from the American Heart Association, and they say those indicators are gender, family history of heart disease, having diabetes, or being black.
Oh.
Now, I know you have some ideas on
things. Well, yeah, actually, my wife and I wrote a book called Black Gene Lies. And, of course, one of the things that medical doctors, both black, interestingly enough, both black doctors buy into this, as well as white doctors, that rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, hypertension, diabetes, obesity, cancer, are a genetic thing in blacks. They have a 40% increase in risk, and they blame it on genetics, and that's nonsense. It's just the way they eat. They tend to use the medical system and take more drugs than the white community. And as a result, you have a greater risk of heart disease because of the drugs they use for rheumatoid arthritis, particularly methotrexate. And so it's all nonsense. Liar, liar, pants on fire. And shame, shame, shame on these people when some of the best medical schools in America have done the research. I'm going to repeat that, Doug. Some of the best medical schools in America have done the research on the mycoplasma infection causing the rheumatoid arthritis. And these people are still running around saying there's no known cause. They should be put in jail without possibility of parole after being fed to a rabid dog because they're lying to the public just to get more grant money. We'll be back after these messages.
And if you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach, call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080. Line's open. It's 6 a.m., time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got two?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucose Gel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss here. Think about tropical sun, tropical wind, tropical breeze. Think about the things that grow very easily there and how good they are. One of those things would be the noni. The noni fruit is just so good for so many things. Now, maybe you can't get to the tropics, and maybe you can't get out underneath the old palm tree. But what you can do is you can call your Youngevity distributor, and you can actually get some wonderful things called Noni Goose Juice. It's wonderful. It's a great immune system builder. It's good for so many things. Think Noni Goose Juice and give us a call. Do it now, because we want you to be a happy camper and think you're on the tropical beach in the nice tropical breeze.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Youngevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Helena, Montana. And Helen, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Helen, you're on the air.
Thank you. I turned jaundice in the end of May, and I didn't clear up till in the middle of September.
Do we know what caused that?
Well, the doctors, they did everything they could. They did 2 ultrasounds, 2 CAT scans. They did liver biopsy. I had a pancreas.
I'm assuming they did blood work looking for hepatitis and all that stuff.
Yes. And everything went to Rochester, Minnesota, to the Mayo Clinic, and everything was negative. And I told him, I told him that I had been doing supplements, and they felt that maybe my supplements were causing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have been doing supplements for years.
Okay, what supplements have you been taking for years?
Okay. Ultra Daily, Ultra EFA.
You're talking about our products?
Yes.
Okay.
Enzymes Plus, Rainforest Toddy, Total Recall, Psyllium, and a cleansing herb sometimes, not all the time. I did garlic tabs.
Okay.
And lutein.
Okay. And how long have you been doing those things?
Oh, I've been doing this for years.
Okay, supplements for years.
Uh-huh.
And this was in this year, in May of this year, you had jaundice?
Yes.
Okay. Were you taking any supplemental selenium?
I'm not taking any supplements now.
Okay. Now, when you were taking supplements, did you take the supplemental selenium?
Yes, I did.
Okay, how much selenium were you taking?
Two tablets a day.
Okay, and how much do you weigh?
I weighed 189, now I weigh 160.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and did you lose weight because you were ill, or did you lose weight because you wanted to lose weight?
No, I lost weight because I was ill.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's literally hundreds of reasons why you can be jaundiced. And doctors are not very good about diagnosing. Probably 65% of the time they're wrong. And you can actually get a breakdown of your red blood cells and be yellow and have very dark urine and get, you know, jaundice where you're yellow in your eyes and your skin looks yellow. Were you juicing at all? Making fresh juices yourself? You have a juice machine?
I have a juicer, but I was not because I don't know. I just didn't.
Okay, you weren't using the juicer prior to getting jaundice.
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
I usually did that in the summertime. We juice a lot because I have my own vegetables.
Mm-hmm. When you juice greens and you juice carrots and so forth, a lot of people will look jaundiced. And I would want to see pictures of your eyes to see if, in fact, you were jaundiced or if you just had lots of beta-carotene.
No, I didn't.
Okay, if you had lots of beta-carotene, did you have yellow in your eyes or just in your skin?
Oh, no, in my eyes. I was really yellow.
Okay, well, hang on. Now, you're giving me clues here. Hang on. We'll be back to you after these messages.
And if you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, we do have some open lines. Call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Lines open.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good, you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network. Network.
Back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And Doug, we're going right back to Montana. And Helen, let me just ask you a couple more questions and I'll give you my suggestions. Let's see here. Did you have a fever during this period when you were jaundiced?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Yeah, when you have a fever, when you're jaundiced, there are several possibilities. You know, there's hepatitis A, B, and C. There's malaria. Did you do any traveling to Europe or Asia or to Africa?
No.
South America, anything like that?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, malaria is a good candidate. Even if you knew somebody who had traveled to those places, you got bit by a mosquito that bit them first and so forth, those are all possibilities. And the usual doctors in some place like Montana is not going to be looking for malaria. I'm sorry?
I suggested that they took enough blood out of me that they should also test me for that.
And did they?
Yeah, everything came back negative.
Okay, so you're telling me they sent your blood to the CDC, the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, Georgia, and asked them to test it for malaria, and it came back negative.
Everything that it went to Rochester, Minnesota.
Well, Rochester, Minnesota, I always say hold the mail. They're just as bad as anybody else. Rochester Mayo Clinic is not the mecca of healthcare, although they want you to believe they are. They make a lot of mistakes. But so at any rate, the fact that you had a fever, the fact that you had jaundice, you were sick, you had yellow in the eyes, and so we know it's not just beta-carotene, because beta-carotene would not have had yellow in the eyes. It would have just given you yellow in your skin and your hands and so forth, but not in your eyes. If you had yellow in your eyes, you had a fever. The odds are, with 99.9% assurance, it was either hepatitis A, B, C, or malaria, or it could have been also some bacteria that cause a breakdown, or viruses that cause a breakdown of the red blood cells, which can cause it just like malaria. That's how malaria makes you jaundice, it breaks down the red blood cells. And so I would have you at this point run through a screen by a parasitologist, you know, for malaria, those sort of things, by an infectious disease guy from the Center for Disease Control, not Mayo Clinic, but the Center for Disease Control, where they really, tropical medicine, I think, is probably a better word, somebody who's involved with tropical medicine. And again, a lot of times they will discount that because you don't have a history of being in South America, Africa, Asia, Europe, or anything like that. And so, but still, when you have a fever, That's the first place you got to look. And I think they didn't look or they missed it or whatever. And so it's still not too late, because you can have antibodies to these things for years after you've had the problem. So they can still go back with a blood test and look. But in the meantime, I definitely would think about getting back on the supplement program, although less, because you're 20 pounds lighter than you were. What I like to do is, as the label suggests, for the liquids. And were you using the Tangy Tangerine, or were you using the Classic or Ultra Body Tidy? What were you using?
You mean...
were you using a liquid multiple, or were you using only the Ultimate Dailies?
No, I was using just the Ultimate Dailies.
Okay. So Ultimate Dailies is a great tablet multiple. And then you have the Ultimate EFAs, which is a great source of omega-3s. You had the enzymes, which are a great way to help with digestion and absorption. You had the, you said the rainforest toddy,
yes,
which is a great way to cleanse the colon and so forth. It's just a great and legendary cleansing herbs. Selenium is a fabulous antioxidant that helps reduce your risk of certain cancers and so forth. Nothing you're taking could cause the symptoms you had. So the only remote possibility is the psyllium has a lot of fiber in it, may have caused you not to absorb some of this stuff very much, and even deficiencies. There's no deficiencies that cause true jaundice. You had a fever, I'm thinking infectious diseases or malaria-like parasites. At any rate, get back on the stuff. Just follow the directions by body weight. Let me know when you get some more stuff from the top.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals, along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie. This is Dr. Joel Wallach from Youngevity. And let's use all of this time here for Helen. Doug, let's go right back to Helen in Montana. And Helen, second question.
Pardon?
Second question.
Okay. Oh, my second. I have gallstones.
Okay.
And they didn't seem to be concerned about it because I still have them.
Yep. Well, the fact that you had a fever would point another direction. It is possible that you had a gallstone. I mean, are these tiny little things the size of a pea, or are they big like grapes?
They're calcified, they told me.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
they didn't
there's on occasion when you have calcified gallstone, which is not rare but not common either, because normally they're 100% cholesterol, but on occasion you can get them calcified, and they will act like a ball valve, and you can get a little bit of a jaundice. But there's no fever involved with it unless you have some kind of disease in there. And I just remember there's another bacterial infection that causes jaundice. It's called leptospirosis, and you can get it from dogs and rabbits and cattle. If you're drinking raw milk, oftentimes you can get leptospirosis if you're just drinking raw milk right from the farm and so forth, because leptospirosis is not a common test. Brucellosis and tuberculosis are the common tests you would use for cattle where they're selling or dispensing raw milk. And so leptospirosis is a common source of jaundice. If you're drinking water out of a stream where there's lots of wild animals, particularly foxes and beaver and things like that, if you have well water in an agricultural area, this can spawn leptospirosis. Again, the fact that you had a fever suggests very strongly that this was caused by an infection. Again, hepatitis A, B, or C, leptospirosis, malaria, other viruses, and so on. But gallstones, when they cause something like jaundice, it's not going to have a fever, so that doesn't compute. And when you get jaundice, and if they're causing it, they're going to be plugging the common bile duct, and doctors are going to want to do an emergency surgery, put a stent in. And so if they were not concerned, that says that the CAT scan, MRI, X-ray showed that they were not blocking the common bile duct. And they can be an incidental finding. Incidental findings mean that somebody does a CAT scan because you have an abdominal pain, and they find a twin inside of you. And they say, oh, look at that, there's a twin that didn't develop, it's inside of you. Well, that twin didn't cause the abdominal pain, especially when you're 50, 60 years old and you've had it all your life. Suddenly it's not going to cause pain, but it's an incidental finding. It's something they find when they would view the inside of your body cavity with a CAT scan, MRI, or X-ray. And so I think in this case the doctors probably rightfully felt that these gallstones were an incidental finding and not the cause of the jaundice with fever, because that doesn't compute with a blocked bile duct. But at any rate, thank you. When you get more information, again, I would recommend to go back to your supplement program and support your immune system. It wouldn't hurt to throw in some of the killer biotic, which is designed to support the immune system, with colostrum, killer bee propolis, 3 herbs, and 4 mushrooms, including the Taki herbs, the shiitake, maitake herbs, legendary for supporting the immune system. And then I'd say, you know, with a history of jaundice, for any reason, I would stay away from fried foods, margarines, cooking oils, meat cooked well done, burnt animal fats, alcohol. You should really stay away from alcohol. I'm talking about beer, wine, mixed drinks of any kind, hard liquor, bourbon, scotch, vodka, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to California. And Ruth, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Ruth, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, Dr. Wallach. I lived in the Canal Zone, Panama, for 21 years, and I'm 53 years old right now. I'm sorry, 55. And I was misdiagnosed with Parkinson's disease. This diagnosis happened last year. So I've been on carbidopa, levodopa, 25 over 250 milligrams, and clonazepam, 5 milligrams.
Okay, now, by misdiagnosis, did they miss the Parkinson's disease? Or did they diagnose you with Parkinson's disease and you didn't have it?
Right. They diagnosed me with it, but I didn't have it.
Okay, well, what caused the tremors for them to believe you had Parkinson's disease?
I'm not sure. My uncle had this also. He started shaking at 45 like I did, and I'm 55 right now.
I'd be amazed if it was genetic. I just don't believe it's genetic. And so are these tremors progressing? Are they slowly getting worse?
Yes, and I think it's the medication I'm taking, because it's more like the seizure. And
what are you taking the medication for?
because I go into seizure and I freeze up and my head wants to go one way and my body wants to go another way. It feels like my head's going to fall.
Okay, so you did not have the tremors until you started with this anti-seizure medication, correct?
Yes, I had a mild tremor in one hand.
Okay, and then it got worse after you're on the medication.
Well, I thought it was helping me. I don't know. I didn't know what else to do.
Yeah.
But I did live in the canals in Panama, and I was exposed to all the childhood diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And I did eat dirt down there when I was a little girl, about 4 years old, and I got impetigo.
Okay. Well, that tells me your immune system is not very strong. Impetigo, for those of you that are young and don't know that term, it's a serious staph follicle infection. Usually you get it between the breasts, between the shoulders, behind the ears, on the face and the neck, scalp. And it's the very serious staph infection because the immune system is not very strong, and this staph is able to cause a serious infection that's very difficult to get rid of. Now, how much do you weigh, Ruth?
I weigh 145.
Okay. All right. Well, let's assume for a minute that they're correct. Either you have Parkinson's disease or you have a Parkinsonism, which is a Parkinson's-like disease that is caused by certain medications, okay? And so it could be one or the other or both. As you say, some medications can make Parkinson's disease worse faster. So those are all possibilities. And so what I'd like to suggest is that you talk to the doctor who has you on these seizure medications, or even go to the pharmacist who is fulfilling this prescription and ask him to look up in the PDR, the physician's desk reference, for the side effects of these medications to see if they cause Parkinson's or Parkinson's-like symptoms to appear after long-term use. And so that would be something you could do. You could contact the pharmacist, either go there and talk to them or talk to them on the phone. From a supplement standpoint, for a lady who weighs 145 pounds, I would get the Ultra Body Toddy, I would take a tablespoon three times a day, a tablespoon of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I would get our liquid calcium supplement that has 80 nutrients in it. It's really a liquid multiple mineral. And I would take a tablespoon of that three times a day, a tablespoon of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, the Ultra Body Toddy, a liquid multiple. It has 130 nutrients in it. I would take a tablespoon of that, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's going to require a bottle and a half a month of the Ultra Body Toddy and a bottle and a half a month of the OsteoFX calcium. That calcium will also help support and promote healthy brain metabolism and perhaps even help you reduce the severity of some of the seizures. Then I would get the EFAs. I'd get 9 EFAs a day. These are the omega-3 essential fatty acids. 3 of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 9 of the EFA pluses a day. 3 of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Take the Ultimate Selenium, 2 twice a day, and then I want you to eat 6 eggs a day, poached soft or soft scrambling butter. And again, call me every 2 weeks and give me a progress report. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hi everyone, Judy DeVilbiss here. I wanted to tell you a little bit about a really incredible product we have. It's very unique. It's different than any other product. It's called Vitaly. It's an ultimate juice loaded with antioxidants. And let's face it, we all need that to help get rid of all the free radicals and all the things in our body trying to cause us to have cancer. Vitaly is just absolutely loaded. And they make all of these beautiful things in there strictly from 14 fruits and vegetable extracts. No products are as great as this. I drink it myself, and you know something? It's one of the healthy products that absolutely tastes delicious. People that drink wine think it's as good as or better than wine. People that do not take alcohol into their system think that this is absolutely the most delicious thing they've ever had. So think about this. A healthy drink tastes delicious. You can use it like wine. Why not?
To order great tasting Vitali, call your local Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Sarah, Pennsylvania, and Cindy, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Cindy, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Hi.
I talked to you earlier this week about ALS.
Okay.
And we had gone, we went yesterday, and we got some test results. And they ran the test where they poked with the needles.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a little bit of, or he has nerve loss in his shoulder and in his right arm and a little bit of nerve loss in his leg. But it hasn't spread anywhere else. They can't find, you know, any nerve loss in the other arm.
Okay.
And they've ruled out, he did an MRI, and they've ruled out MS and stroke and the pinched off nerves in the spine.
Okay.
So, and we went over all the supplements.
So they believe that he has ALS.
That's what they think. But that, how do they know? I mean, is it... It's a process.
Basically, it's a disease that's diagnosed from symptomatology.
Right.
You get a loss of muscle mass in the arms and legs. You get loss of nerve function. People become very stiff. They develop a stiffness, and also, again, this loss of muscle mass in the hands and feet and legs and back and neck and arms and so on. And it's a progressive thing. I have actually quite a bit of experience with this. And so they've done a, you know, they're pretty good about eliminating things like MS. It's a very easy diagnosis to make, just as it is to make a, easy to make a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease and so on. And so let's assume for a minute that they're correct. And there's a lot of diseases that are close to it because ALS is not an all or nothing thing. There's degrees of it. Some people have very minor affliction with ALS, and it's only in like one arm or something like that. It can be very severe, where it's in all limbs and the trunk muscles and so on, and it's rapidly progressive, and some people is very slowly progressive and so on, but it's still the same disease. Same way with MS, because the lesions or the damage in the brain is so random, no two really look alike. Okay? With that said, There's an enormous amount of experience we have with these types of diseases, and I took a very unique approach, as approach some 30 years ago, and we've seen some really wonderful benefit, again, by supporting and promoting healthy brain metabolism, supporting and promoting healthy brain function, including motor and sensory nerve function, supporting and promoting the cognition or problem-solving abilities in the brain and memory and so on. And, of course, I suggest a very high-fat diet, good fat, mind you, no fried foods. We'll talk about that in a minute. And everybody kind of objected to that because of the, quote, risk of heart disease, unquote. Well, when it's good fat, there is no risk of heart disease. When you look at the Eskimos who eat more fat than anybody else, they have the least amount of heart disease. And so then about a year ago, the greatest scientists when it comes to these types of diseases said, oh, we want people to have 90% of their calories coming from fat, 8% from protein, only 2% from carbohydrates. In my diet program, it's 65% of the calories come from fat, something like 30% come from protein, and only 5% come from carbohydrates. And so no fried foods, no margarines, no cooking oils, no meat cooked well done, no burnt animal fats, no alcohol, nothing that's going to directly or indirectly cause free radicals to be produced and cause damage to the brain. This person needs to have all the 90 essential nutrients based on body weight and just follow the directions on the bottles. I would start them out with the Pig Pack Plus, get an extra bottle of the OsteoFX so that they can have enough of the tangy tangerine, the liquid multiple with 130 nutrients, the Majestic Earth Minerals, the OsteoFX, and I'd have them, again, take it twice a day based on body weight. I'd also give them 9 of the EFAs a day, 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner, 9 of the EFA Pluses a day, 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner, and 9 to 10 eggs a day, soft scrambling butter. And then call me every couple of weeks, give me a progress report. Thank you, everybody. Great questions, great testimonies. Thank you so much, Doug and Rick. Superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops, and God bless America.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.